That's one reason why NAFTA became a matter of significance to the political class and the propaganda system and their articulate spokespersons. Incidentally, what's the effect that's expected in Mexico? Interestingly, exactly the same. It's expected that the impact on Mexico will be structurally the same, although probably more drastic because it's a weaker economy. There will be sectors that will gain, multinationals which have Mexican bases, the people involved in them, corporate lawyers, investors, banks, and so on, they're likely to gain, just as in the United States, but there are many fewer of them, so there'll be less of a gain. And the losers are expected to be the workforce and the peasantry, fairly substantial losers, in fact. The leading financial journal in Mexico, which is very pro-NAFTA, estimated that Mexico would lose about 25% of its manufacturing industry within the first 2 years and about 15% of its workforce. Other analyses estimate that millions of peasants will be driven, it's happening anyway, but millions more peasants will be driven off the land by cheap agricultural exports from U.S. agribusiness. The net effect of this is to swell enormously the unemployed, you know, reserve army in Mexico, which naturally means driving down wages. It's obvious. There's no way to counter that in Mexico because union organizing ranges from difficult to impossible. There were enormous protests in Mexico, not reported here, against the agreement, mainly because Mexican workers and peasants guessed, and others, that the purpose and the effect of NAFTA would be to erode or destroy the constitutional guarantees for workers' rights and educational rights and so on. Those guarantees are significant. They're not always implemented, in fact, far from implemented, but the achievement of them was significant, and to eliminate them would be a major victory for transnational power.